This is Beyond the Book here on 92.1 WGHN. I'm being joined by our good friend Chelsea Payton from the Lada District Library. Chelsea, what's going on at the LDL?
One that I've talked about a little bit on here already. We have Adopt a Book still going on until December 24th. That is our amazing event we do every winter with the Bookman, where people can purchase items from our library wish list from the Bookman. So you buy at the Bookman, support a local bookstore, and then they bring them over to the library, and you're supporting the library as well. And everyone who purchases Adopt a Book, or a book during Adopt a Book, I would say, can have a special book plate that has their name and information, and I think a dedication as well. Mm-hmm. They're so fantastic. I know we have over 600 books from Adopt a Book with those special book plates and stuff on our shelves. So we are always grateful for it. I think we still have, I know we talked about it last time, some puppets available on the Amazon wish list.
Yes. What was the one with the particular puppet we were looking for?
There's I think like a llama or an alpaca.
Llama. No one had bought the llama as of our last taping, but if you would like to buy a llama puppet.
Yeah. Help. There's also a seagull, which I thought was really fun.
Oh, yeah. They're front
that
here.
Was
they're
really
make,
cute.
Makes sense. Yes. Okay.
So,
all right.
But yeah, there's a ton of stuff on there. I know there's also some vinyl as well that were on the Amazon wish list, if that's easier for people to do. I know it was like the K-pop Demon Hunters vinyl.
Oh, yes.
That was on there. That's a big one this year. Mm-hmm. Big, big one. Mm-hmm. So, Adopt a Book is going on until December 24th. And kind of similar with Adopt a Book, we do still also have the Essentials Micro Pantry up. So people can come and bring in essential goods. This can be non-perishable foods, hygiene products, baby products, all sorts of stuff that people would need. And then anyone is willing to come in and take whenever they would like during library open hours. It's in our 4th Street entrance, kind of vestibule area. Otherwise, as far as programs we have coming up, we have one I'm super excited about real soon. That is Friday, December 12th. That is, we're going to be learning Regency dances.
Ooh.
The cotillion.
Oh, my.
Yes. This is part of our Jane Austen programming.
I see.
But you don't have to be into Jane Austen to come and join
us. No, you can learn
this.
The dancing. Will you be doing the Madison? Will we be covering?
We will not. Oh. We'll be doing the cotillion and maybe the waltz.
Oh.
But like, the waltz, you know.
Yes.
It's a bit much.
Yes.
The waltz was a little too much back then.
I see, yes.
Yeah, we're going to learn the cotillion, and that is from 6 to 8 p.m., so that one is registration required because we do have limited space, and show up before 6 because our doors close and lock.
Yeah.
We do try to let people in and stuff, but it helps if people show up a little before, but it's super fun. It's professional dance instructor. Mm-hmm. Library is closed and quiet, and it's just us dancing in the beautiful atrium.
Yes.
So, a lot of fun, and it's free.
There you go.
But yeah, otherwise, other programs, we have a bit of a crafty week, I would say. I think it kind of coincides with, the holidays and stuff. We have a bunch of fun crafts. We have needle felted dryer balls. So, dryer balls, right?
Oh, yeah.
Bounce around on the dryer, boom, 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 boom. You take those and you do little needle felting on top of them. Mm-hmm. And we have a bunch of different variants that people can make. There's like a snowman and a penguin. They're super fun little gifts or little like work, like office desk goodies, any sorts of fun stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That will be Saturday, December 13th from 1 to 3.
Mm-hmm.
Or also, we have it again Thursday, December 18th from 6 to 8.
Okay.
So some different times, different dates to like help people with their schedules.
Mm-hmm.
We also have Wrap and Craft. That will be Sunday, December 14th from 1 to 3 and Monday, December 15th from 3 to 5. So some more schedules and weekend different stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And this will be like an open, come in, we'll have wrapping paper and you can come in and we'll have just kind of a multitude of things.
Yes.
You can come in and wrap presents that you have for people or create things to be presents for people. So just some fun, relaxed crafting coming up.
All right. And you have one more thing and you say it's rather exciting.
It's very exciting.
Yes.
You've heard about our escape rooms we do before.
Yes, 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 yes. Very popular.
We always
team building activity.
Of course, of course. Fun for the whole family.
Yes.
We always have one around the holidays, especially for whenever your kiddos are out on break and stuff. The one this year is Snowed In.
Ooh.
So it'll be available, and actually from when this airs, It'll be available now until the early January. So all December to come and do this. And this is from Miss Elizabeth herself, who makes these. The pitch. You come to the cabin for a weekend fun, but a surprise winter storm struck, and now you're snowed in.
Oh.
Can your family uncover clues, solve the puzzles, and find a way out before you're snowed in for the night? So you can register as a team of up to 10 people, and it's for all ages.
Okay.
So if you want to, if you're a group of adults who want to come in and do this, that is totally fine.
Mm-hmm.
We have it happen all the time.
Okay. All right.
But yeah, so snowed in, a ton of fun. I've heard very good things about it. So definitely check our calendar and register for a time slot.
Excellent team building activity. Chelsea, if people would like to learn more about what's going on over there at the Loudoun District Library, where's the best place to go?
They can go to loudoutlibrary.org or follow us at Loudoun District Library on social media.
She is Chelsea. I'm Jesse. This is Beyond the Book here on 92.1 WGHN.